Hello, Debbie speaking.
Hi, Debbie. It's Jodie calling from AIG. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Are you the right Debbie that just left a message from Mark Dory about an AIG Marine claim you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I am.
Thank you for calling me back. I'm just calling on behalf of Mark. He's a bit tied up at the moment, but I work in our client and broker distribution team, so I work with Mark. So I hope you don't mind that I'm calling you back. I just wanted to have a chat with you if it's a good time, just to help understand your concerns and try and help move this one forward. If you've got a bit of, if it's a, got come off the rails, how can I help you?
Yeah, so we lodged the claim back in June. I'm just bringing it back up. Sorry, I'll just
Okay,
so on the 14th of March 2024, our client lodged a claim with us for some damaged stock for a marine transit policy that they had.
2024?
Yeah. We've, you know, sent all the information, and it's been sitting with Paresh Mistry, and it just seems to not go anywhere. Like, you're constantly ringing for updates, ringing, and the responses are very vague. I'll get back to you. It takes a couple of days for him to get back to you, sometimes a week. And it's just getting to the point where our client needs to have this finalised. I know we're dealing with we're dealing with Thailand, so there might be a little bit of a language barrier, and their time frames might be different to what our expectations are. But it's just going on and on and on. And I rang Paresh on Tuesday, Tuesday, and asked him if he could, because I'm pretty much just the middle man, the carrier of information. I can't click my fingers and make things happen. I have to, you know, obviously go back to him to see what's going on and then wait for his response. But
him
I rang him,
the client or
him
for,
as
like,
in Paresh. Paresh.
Okay, yep.
So I rang Paresh on Tuesday and I said to him, look, you're saying you're waiting on information. Our client's saying that who they're speaking to in Thailand and with regards to that are saying that they're not hearing anything from you. I said, could you please just cut me out for the moment, ring our client directly and speak to him and say, this is what I'm waiting for, so he can tell you what he's got as per information and see if you can nut it out between the two of you to see where things are falling over with communication. And that, so I asked him if he could call our client yesterday, and he said he was busy. And I said, "But I need you to call the client." He said, "We'll give him a call yesterday morning." And I said, "All right, that's fine." So I went back to our client, and I said, "Expect a call from Paresh at some stage in tomorrow morning, and let me know how things went." And our client gave him the benefit of the doubt, gave him the whole day to call, and he never called him. And it's just getting to the stage where this is just dragging on and on and on, where we're not getting any answers. And I keep going back to my client going, he's still waiting for this. And he's like, well, you know, does he need this? And then I'll go back to press, you know, and it's just getting out of hand now.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound ideal. Well, Debbie, thanks for raising it with us, and I'm sorry that you've experienced what you have so far. I don't, obviously, I don't have all the, you know, the claim side of the story, but from a basic sort of can you call our client commitment, that doesn't sound too unreasonable to me, so I'm sorry that that's going on. What's the claim number? Have you got the claim number there?
Yeah, I do. Claim number is 814-535-04-84-AU.
Okay. And when you talk about Thailand, is that where the client is, or is that just part of
the
claim?
No, it's part of the claim. So, and it's hard because, like, I don't, you know, marine transit insurance is not one of my great strengths. So I'm sort of been trying to be guided by what Paresh is telling me to guide the client, because we deal with many different insurers and products and everything like that, so you sort of can't be king of everything.
No, that's okay. No, of course.
And that, so we've just sort of been relying on him to get things happening, but we are just constantly chasing him up for answers, because, you know, we know our client wants responses. And I said, you know, if I can pick the phone up and make a call to the client, even without information, I don't see why he can't pick the phone up and make a call to at least me and give me some proper updates and give me some more direction as to what's going on with it. Yes.
So do you Debbie, do you have a high level view of what is outstanding or what we're waiting on? Do you feel like you have a level of comfort about what we need to resolve the claim, or is that still a little bit unclear?
No, because the last email that I got from Paresh, it was kind of like, I'm waiting on this, but I'm going to handball it back to the client because he needs to tell me what other information he's got. And that's when I went, that's enough. Like, you're asking the client for stuff that I don't know what you're actually wanting, so let's cut this out and speak to the client directly so that we can get this claim finalised, because it's now not making sense that you were saying, you know, there's just the links dropped somewhere, and I don't believe it's on our end or my client's end, because they've sent as much as they can through. I just don't know what Paresh is doing with the adjusters in Thailand and what exactly he needs. Yeah.
So there's an adjuster involved in Thailand as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Debbie, so has this claim been open with us since March 2024?
Yeah, it's been since March when we lodged it, yeah.
Okay. Of last year?
Of last year, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. As I said, thanks for raising it with Mark. I'm going to flag it with one of our claims managers and just get them to have a look at it. At the very least, we should be able to call the client and have a conversation with them. So, I'll talk to Mark. I'll update him on our conversation. We'll involve a claims manager and we can go from there. How does that sound? When I rang you back, was I ringing your direct number? Is that the 9379455? Is that your office number? And then
that's the office. I'll give you my direct that if I don't answer it, you can at least leave a message.
Sure.
So it's 03-9379-4143.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you. I will just note that down just in case, a claims manager wants to call you directly as well. And I'm going to assume we've got all the client's details on file, especially if we've had this.
We do.
This
I will let you know, our client, Josh, who is the one that has been sort of handling it, said to me today that he's going on 2 weeks leave, so he will have to give it to somebody else who he has been keeping in the loop. So I will get those contact details if somebody from the claims team does need to speak to somebody.
Is Josh still around today though? Or
he is definitely today.
So if we were to call Josh today, we would get him. Okay.
Beautiful. And that would be very much appreciated if we could act on it.
All right, leave it with me. I'll start making some inquiries with our claims team and we'll go from there. Do you want me to, I might just jot down maybe your email address as well, or will that be on the file as well?
It's on the file, but I can give it to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's okay. It's Debbie, DEBBIE.
Yep.
At KIB, so K for Kilo, I for India, B for Bravo.
.net.au. Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, great. Leave it with me. I'll start making some inquiries now and we'll go from there, okay? Thank you so much for taking the time to escalate this to Mark, and we'll get this moving, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I don't like doing it, but sometimes you just have to when it gets to this stage. It's like I can't keep it going like this for a client. So
I think sometimes it's better to raise it early before you reach your breaking point too. So All right. I mean, look, obviously I haven't reviewed the claim, so there could be very valid reasons for why there's some challenges in making decisions and, you know, getting to make a settlement offer, for example, or something like that. But at the very least, we should have
some,
been able to
read some fresh eyes on it.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Thanks, Debbie. I will start working on it now with the claims team. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jodie.
All right. Cheers. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.